Hello and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Philly 3D realistic virgin pussy ass and tight anu. See, it's anu, not anus. The tight anu from Sohemi. Okay, so this is the Philly with its tight anu. And as you can see, it looks a little big. This is because the Philly is a life-size doggy-style ass. Although it really isn't a doggy-style ass, the leg stumps are far too short. This is really just for missionary. Or you can have it on your lap while you're sitting at your desk in kind of a cowgirl position. So this is probably ideal for VR. If you like to play VR games while sitting at your computer or something like that, this can give you something to interact with while you bounce it on your lap. As you can see, though, with the body pillow, it's too big. So this is an extremely large, like, look at Celestina's, the picture on the body pillow. So if I move it off, you see how small that image is, and then you have this life-size butt. Again, it's not really the butt, it's the vagina, it's the stomach, it's the butt. And it has two working orifices, and they're very realistic. So, look at this. So, you can see the vagina, you can see the anus. So, you got two orifices ready to go. You can flip it over, but as I said a minute ago, the leg stumps are way too short to actually do doggy style. You'd have to prop this up with, like, several pillows to get this in a doggy style position. Another thing about the Philly is there is no skeleton. So a lot of the torsos I've been reviewing, they have a skeleton where you have poseable legs. This has no skeleton whatsoever. So everything is squishy and poseable. Like I can manipulate the stumps. I can bend and twist, but there's no actual support. It's just a big slab of TPE. Now it's not bad. It's 20 pounds though. Now, you can still use this with an anime body pillow. It's just a little on the big side. However, if interacting with one of the torso dolls that's smaller feels weird, I know that the image on the body pillow has to be shrunk down to fit on a 150-centimeter body pillow, but it can feel weird when you're interacting with a scaled-down doll. Like when you're handling a torso or a doll that's scaled down, it just feels off. Because in your head, you're imagining a life-size woman to interact with your life-size body, and it's scaled down. Now you can appreciate, like for the sake of a body pillow or a figurine, that it has to be scaled down. But when you're interacting with it, you want it to be life-size. So having a life-size toy to interact with may still be what you want. But just be aware that you can clearly see that the image on the body pillow does not line up with this, the Philly, pussy ass, anu, whatever. So this may or may not be what you're looking for in terms of a body pillow toy, but this may be exactly what you're looking for a toy for your lap while you're using VR. So this position, the position that this lower torso is in, is perfect for straddling you and sitting on your lap. And because it's life size, it doesn't feel weird or off because it's small. It's a perfect life size. It's like a real woman sitting on your lap and straddling you while you're at your computer. So if you're looking at porn, if you're using a VR kind of hentai game or something like that, you can have this, you can grab it, you kind of like lift it and bounce it on your lap while you're looking at the porn or playing the VR game or whatever. It weighs 20 pounds, but because it's life size and because it's solid, you really can't get any lighter than that other than like an inflatable toy. So if you want something that feels real, feels like real human flesh as opposed to an inflatable toy, this is the best you're going to do. So for someone who is into VR, someone who has like, they like to put their headset on, sit at their desk, interact with their waifu virtually, this is probably the best toy you can get because it straddles your crotch and your lap while you're at your desk, and it's in the perfect position. The legs don't get in the way. It's only 20 pounds, which for being life size is probably the best you're going to do. Now let me show you a comparison between a toy like this or a toy which is made for more of a body pillow to kind of do a side-by-side comparison. Okay, so what you have is you have the Philly on the left. So again, the Philly is life-size. It doesn't have legs for doggy style, but it has these little stumps you can thrust into it in the missionary position. You can flip it over, but this is mostly for missionary or for cowgirl if you balance it on your lap and for a VR headset. The legs on the right are more for an actual body pillow. So you can see it has longer legs. It's more of a scaled down design and it has a skeleton. So I can take these legs and I can actually position them, you know, and then I can get it in the doggy style position because the legs are a little bit longer in order to support the doggy style position. So skeleton, no skeleton, doggy style, no doggy style, anime body pillow, life size for VR. You can use it with a body pillow, but it is big. You need to think about what you're getting the doll for. If you're getting a doll to use with a VR headset at your computer desk, you may want to get the Philly. If you're looking for something for a body pillow, you may want to get something else. Here's an example of a smaller, cheaper version of the Philly. So again, you have the Philly on the left. The Philly is life size. Here you have a toy, which I don't even remember the name of. I don't remember where it came from. It was just in my pile. And so this is kind of the same concept. It's a fuckable lower torso, and you can thrust into it either missionary or doggy style. It has, you know, functional holes, no skeleton, just like the Philly. You can see how small it is. So this is, again, this is similar to the Philly, but this one is probably more along the same size for a body pillow. But the Philly is life size. It weighs a lot more. Like, I can pick this up one-handed, no problem. The Philly weighs 20 pounds, so I can pick it up, but it's pretty heavy. It's like slipping out of my grip. So just, again, be aware of what you're getting. The Philly costs a lot more, too. The cost for the Philly is like over $200, whereas this other one probably was like maybe $100. Okay, so I can't really do much of a jiggle test for the Philly. It doesn't have a skeleton, like I said, so I'll spank the butt. The butt has a good, you know, it feels good. It feels real. Again, the only alternative for someone for VR is like an inflatable doll. The problem with that is the inflatable doesn't feel real. There's a weird kind of dimpling effect. Like the skin looks dimpled for some reason. I'm not really sure why. You're not going to feel it while you're using it, but just be aware. It's just kind of like, you can see that, right? I don't even know what that means. She doesn't have much of a butt to speak of, too. Like, look at her lack of butt. I mean, it's there. Not much. Nothing to write home about. But, you know, there is a butt there. Just not much of one. But that's not what you came here for. You came here for the business. So, I mean, here's the thing. At some point, you know, all these dolls, all these torsos, they all use a realistic texture, which, I mean, we've mapped the human vagina pretty extensively. So if you're looking for a realistic experience, this looks great. So it's got a good, nice, roomy vagina. The anus, also textured, realistic, tighter. You know, you kind of know at this point what you're getting. So again, like I was saying, you know, lifting this with one hand is kind of hard, but lifting with two hands is pretty easy. I can easily lift this with two hands. So if you're using this at your computer with a VR headset, bouncing this on your crotch while you're using some kind of VR game, perfect. That's exactly what this is for. You can put your hands underneath kind of her butt for support and just kind of bounce her on you, and you're going to have a good time. And because your hands are going to be touching anything else, you're not going to notice the lack of the rest of her body because the parts you're interacting with are all there. You're putting your hands into her butt, you are thrusting into her pussy or her butt, whatever you're into. You can't really massage her boobs or kiss her because you got your headset on, and if you're going to be bouncing on her, you can't really feel her up because your hands are busy. So this is all you need for a VR experience. So I would say this is a great torso ass thing for a VR waifu. Maybe for a body pillow too, but just be aware of the size. All right, so I do have a coupon code. Again, it's 15% off, so check it out. It's good for the whole site. So I've reviewed a lot of toys from Sohini. Maybe this torso interests you. Maybe you're interested in something else. The coupon code is good for the entire site. So as far as Philly goes, as a
as a doll that you want to interact with as like a one-stop shop solution, obviously it leaves a lot to be desired. It's just one part of the doll. It can't even do doggy style. But for VR, it's perfect. So I actually tried using Celestina with VR once. Celestina weighs 70 pounds, and she's a full-size, life-size sex doll. And so she's got limbs and stuff bouncing and knocking stuff over. You don't want a full-size sex doll for VR. You want something small and manageable. And you don't want to be, like, lifting a 70-pound doll up and down in your crotch. Like, you basically just can't do cowgirl with a full-size doll because they weigh too much. 20 pounds, though, is actually very manageable. You can bounce this on your crotch, whereas you can't bounce a full-size, life-size sex doll. So you get what you pay for, but you also need to think about what you want in a doll or a torso and what you're trying to do. So is this better than a full-size sex doll? No. Is this better for a cowgirl, especially with VR, than a full-size sex doll? Yes. So if that's what you're into, if that's what you're missing, if you have a VR waifu, this is the torso I'd recommend for you. It's life-size, it feels good, it's perfect. The legs kind of hug you and wrap around you, kind of like just like a real woman. So, and also, it doesn't feel weird. Like, sometimes when you're using the scaled-down kind of anime body pillow toys, it can feel weird because they're small. This isn't small, it's life-size, feels good. So, it's a bit expensive, you know, it's like $200-some, but I do have a coupon code that should save you some money. So just think about what you want. I recommend Philly if you have a VR waifu or if you miss cowgirl. So that's what she's for. That's what she's good at. You gotta, you know, lean into your strengths. Anyway, thank you Sohimi for sponsoring this video and for sending me this toy. Check out the coupon code. Save 15% on the entire website. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I will see you next time.